Hello, church. My name is Joseph. As you have seen or watched over the movie, I am a CNMA pastor in the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. And the Lord has used me and my family to plant a church that side. And today I just want to witness what the Lord has done with me since the first day I am here up to today. Can we bow our head and pray? Father God, we want to hear you today. You say to us that your word is a spirit and life, Lord. May your word bring life in our being, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Our theme today is transformed to witness. Transformed to witness. Transformed to witness. Our vision here at Fraserland is to be a church of all nations, transformed through faith and love in Jesus Christ. And one of our mission is to believe in Jesus Christ, and grow in our belief. This goes hand to hand with Jesus' mission. The reason why Jesus came into this world is to proclaim and to set free. To proclaim what? To proclaim the good news. To who? To the poor. To proclaim freedom for the prisoners. To do what? To set free the oppressed. And also to proclaim a year of the Lord's favor. While Jesus Christ has been doing that, implementing his mission, he came across a young man. I say young man, but the Bible says a man. I don't know, was he really young or this person was old? But what we know, the Bible says that this man was possessed by demons. He came across that man. Let's first talk about the situation of this young man before. This man had no cloth. This man was living not in houses but in tombs. This man has been so many times chained, hand and foot. This man has been kept under guard. This man was driven away by demons. Why? Because he was breaking chains and going, leaving the city to go to live in a lonely place, in lonely places. Today, too, this situation can be seen in our current society. Many people today are living like this man. In the past, has portrayed the picture, this man has been almost this way. But today also we have people chained that way. You believe in Jesus Christ and you decided to follow Christ. Here I am, I want to follow you, Christ. But because of immorality, you are pushed back. No way to follow Christ. Others also can have the same problem. They want to follow Christ, but so many chains, this earthly wealth. Because they own many houses, this person is pulled back by the house. No way to follow Christ, no way to work for Christ, no way to serve Christ. Another man can be changed by the new technology, computer systems, telephones, and all those that you can name. Nowadays, it's seen in the past when you are in a public place, on a train or somewhere else, you can greet someone and the person will greet you, and it creates a space to share the gospel. But nowadays, traveling over the train or in the bus, everyone busy with the cell phones, texting, writing, all those. It creates a boundary, no way to greet the person, no way to evangelize. Why? Because the person is bounded by those chains of new technology. I am not against the new technology, because myself, I am using the new technology. But let not your life be chained with this new technology. Let not your life be chained with money. Others also are chained with money the bank. It is good to have money, but let money be your servant, not money your master. Otherwise, you can't please God. What can we do if you look yourself in a kind of situation? What can we do? There is one solution. The solution is Jesus Christ. Why? Because John 10:10 says, the devil has a plan. Whenever he's chaining you with all those that you can name, the aim is to steal your life. The aim is to kill you. The aim is to destroy your spiritual being. But Jesus Christ came so that you and I may have life. Brother and sister, what is it taking your time? How much time are you giving to Christ? How much time are you giving to Him? If you feel yourself so tired somewhere in anything like that, the Bible gives us a solution. The solution is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is able to free you. Jesus Christ is able to deliver you from all those chains. John 8:36 says, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Free indeed. Don't go and look for solutions in other places, but come to Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ sets us free for what? Jesus sets us free to witness. Therefore, our theme today is transformed to witness. Jesus is a solution. Jesus helps us. How can we receive that solution? We can receive that solution by calling Him. Of course, the solution is there. He died on the cross for all of us, but only few people are going to Him. Those who discover the secret of calling, and some would even call it the 911 of God. When there is a situation in Canada or USA, we mostly call 911. But others will say, Christians will say, no, we need to call 333, Jeremiah. We need to call. The Bible says, call to me God. Call to me Jesus Christ. I will answer you and will give you. Call to me, I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know. Why don't you call God? Where are you looking for your solutions when you are in trouble? But the Bible says, call to me. Of course, you can call 911, but the best answer or the best place to call, the best phone number to call is the one of God. Amen. Romans 10:14 says, for whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the reason why we have to call God's help, by Jesus Christ, God will do wonder things. For this young man, Jesus has done greater things for him. For this man, this possessed man, now we call him possessed man. I don't know what is possessing your life, but this man was possessed by demons. Christ came upon him. He cried out. But demons within this young man or this man begged Jesus. Jesus grants the demon's request. Let us go into the pigs. You can see over the screen, Jesus gives them permission to go to the pigs. Jesus let them go to the pigs. Jesus is able to take you, to set you free from all those chains or all those demons that are disturbing your life. So what is the difference between now true believers or Christians? Because our church is full of believers or Christians that comes to church. And demons. I like James when he says, you believe that there is one God, you do good. That's great. Because many people in our society today are secular. They don't believe anymore. But don't stop there. Demons also, they do believe and they shake. What will make the difference between you and them? But you need to do God's work. So the difference will be, I believe and I work for God. I believe and I testify what God has done for me. You come always in the church. Every Sunday you're there. Praise God for that. Because many people have quit to go to church. Praise God for that. But don't limit there. You need to go and witness what God has done for you. The difference between believers and demons, not everyone who calls, the Bible says, not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God. Only those actually do the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter that kingdom. Please, brother, you are here, my sister. We need to do God's will. We need to do God's will here and today. In this generation, we are called to witness. We are called to do God's will. If we do God's will, He will make us members of His family. He will make us His children, His mothers and sisters. We will be Christ's members of the family. He says in Matthew 12:15, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother, my sister, my mother. I praise God even for that. When I came here 2 years back, I was wondering, where am I? No family, no children, no brothers, no sisters. But praise God that God has given me you, His brother, His sister, His family. So today I can testify that I am within my own family. But there is a better family, the family of God. To be a member in that family, you need to do God's will. So what is then that the will of God for us today? The will of God is recorded in 1 Timothy 2:4. The Bible says, God desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. That is the will of God for us today. God wants everyone to be saved. And how can they be saved if you and I don't evangelize to them? How they can be saved if we don't minister to them? Jesus encountered a demon-possessed man. Let's look at his situation before. Before this young man, his situation after. After encounter Jesus Christ, made him a new person, and his situation afterwards became so wonderful in such a point that this man was sitting on Jesus' feet. Sit on the feet of Jesus Christ if you are truly transformed. The Bible says that this man became dressed from being naked, no clothes. This man is dressing up. The Bible says that this man came in a stage of having a right mind. Now, you and I are understanding why others do not have the right mind. They understand many things upside down because they don't have the right mind that Jesus gives. If Jesus sets you free, you will be free indeed. He will give you a right mind. He will help you to sit on his feet in order to hear his teachings. So you and I, we need to receive Christ as our Lord and our Savior. After this man has been transformed, look at a reaction. The reaction of the people. Those people who has been chaining this man before. These people who are looking forward any solutions to find so that this man can be a good man like them. So after seeing all those the Lord has done for this man, instead of being happy, I could imagine the reaction of this society comparing to what is happening today in our situations today. In Canada, I've seen, or many places also, many countries, if a foreigner comes in a country and that person does something that is very good for the community, helping the community to grow or to be transformed, what happens? They will give this, the local government or the government in general will grant that person what you call PR, or permanent residency. Dwell with us because you are helping our community to improve. But I could imagine the reaction of these people. They decided to ask Jesus Christ to leave. Leave us. But this person came to help you, to give you solutions so that you may not be troubled again by this demon-possessed man. But they decided to kick Jesus Christ away. And the Bible says they asked him to leave. What was the reason? The Bible says the reason of fear. Fear cannot help you to grow. Fear cannot help you to do new things in life. Fear cannot help you to witness what the Lord is doing in your life daily. You experience God's wonder daily in your life, but you fear. What are you fearing for? You fear to tell God is good for me. You fear to witness God has transformed my life. The Bible says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. Fear cannot help you. We don't have any reason to fear. Someone said that the word fear not, fear not, fear not, it is written in the Bible 365 times, meaning that every day, single day, we don't have to fear what will become tomorrow. What will tomorrow be? We don't have to fear. God is always with us. He will never forsake us. He will always be with us. Let's go back to the situation of this man. Jesus says no to this man. After being transformed, after everything is right with him, he decided to follow Christ. Christ, I want to follow you. Let me follow you. Remember that Jesus, when he called Peter, Peter followed him. He called many disciples, no problem. But coming to this young, to this man, Jesus is saying no. No to him. Don't follow me. Don't follow me. I wonder why. Why this transformed man should say, Jesus should say no to him. Don't follow me. Go back. Go home. Because Jesus had a wonderful plan for him. Jesus says, return home and tell how much God has done for you. Jesus is telling me and you today, we need to return home. Today, immediately after leaving this building, we need to go home and tell all those who didn't come to church today, and tell our neighbors, and tell our co-workers how much God has been doing for us. Remember, Jesus saying yes to demons. Demons begged Jesus to go to the pigs. Yes to them. Go. No problem. The local people, the people of the states, they said, leave our place. Go. Jesus gives them permission. The Bible says he got on the boat and left. But coming to this young man, Jesus says, no. So why? Christ is there for demons or for other people? Why this? Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says that God knows the plan that he has for you. A plan to prosper you, not to harm you. A plan to give you hope and a better future. God has got a better plan for you. So most of the time when you pray, you don't have an answer. Note that God has a better plan for you. So the plan of Jesus for this man was to make him a witness. Acts 1:8 says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness. God wants to make you a witness. And the Bible says, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel, the good news. So what is the mission of the church then? The mission of the church is to send. The church has the mission to send. To send who? Transformed people. Praise God that I belong in a church where we are transformed through faith and love. So the mission of the church is to send you and I to go and do God's will. The church has to send. Because if the church doesn't send, how those people will be transformed? We need to go. Paul's vision of the men of Macedonia. The Bible says that Paul had a vision. After having a vision, he came to a conclusion that he needs to proclaim the gospel to Macedonia. They know that Jesus said to this demon-possessed man, he said also the same no to Paul, who has been transformed, just like that demon-possessed man. He was attending to go in a different place in Asia. But that day he slept, he had a vision of someone from Macedonia. Come to minister, come to preach us the gospel. The Bible says from there he came to a conclusion that he needs to preach, to minister, to preach the gospel to them. So there is no mission without vision. That is the reason why most believers in the church do not witness, because they don't have a vision. If you are truly transformed, God will give you vision, will tell you guidelines, what to do during the day in order to minister. I want to share with you a little bit from my testimony, what the Lord has been doing here for me. When I came here in Vancouver, particularly here in Fraser Lanes, I was sitting somewhere there in the middle, wondering, what am I doing here? I am in a new country, new city, different people, different language, different skins, different culture. What am I doing here in Fraser Lands? What am I doing here in Canada? What am I doing here in Vancouver? And whenever one would ask me, Canada has got many cities, so why did you choose to come to Vancouver? My answer has been, or most of you know, that my answer was, because Vancouver is in Canada. So if Vancouver has been in the USA, I wouldn't have been in that Vancouver, because I came in Canada. And Vancouver has got an international airport. But today I can tell you something, that God gave me a vision, a clear vision, a clear understanding of why in Vancouver. It is in Vancouver, it is at Fraser Lands that I came to discover, to learn and experience what means to be transformed through faith and love in Jesus Christ. And today, if someone would ask me, why did you choose Vancouver? My answer today will be to receive God's mission, to receive God's vision, to go and minister towards those who are in Quebec. I praise the Lord for what he has done for me here. You too, you can go and minister if God gives you a clear vision of what you have to do. So from here, I came to conclude that I need to go and preach in Quebec. I need to go and help those people who are there to plant a new church or to start a new venture. Paul traveled. He traveled all the way along from Troas to Macedonia. He didn't travel alone, but he traveled with people. So God has given me, you as a friend, as a family member, as a brother, as a sister, as a father, as a mother. Most of the time I call you mama. Most of the time I call you papa. And one would even tell me, why are you calling my mother mama? Is it really your mother? Then I said, God has given me your mom has my mama. So my question today is, will you come with me? Paul didn't travel alone. I am looking for companions who will travel with me all the way from Vancouver to Quebec. Will you come with me? Will you come with me? In person, I will be so happy. But I know maybe in the future you will come. But now, your help, your support in prayer and in any form will be welcomed. Will you come with me? Our theme today is Transformed to Witness. Fraser Lands is a church of all nations, transformed through faith and love in Jesus Christ. But I have a question for you. Are you really transformed? You say that I am a member of Fraser Lands Church. Great. But are you really transformed? If yes, do you know that transformed people are witness? If you do, why don't you witness? Why don't you witness what the Lord has done for you? Transformed to witness. Remember, no mission without vision. Remember also, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. But only those who does the will of the Father who is in heaven. And the will of the Father, or the will of God, is to send more witnesses for the salvation of all. We need to be sent. May God bless you and I today to be ready to go, because we are called to witness in Jesus' name.